I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How you going?
It's cracking. G'day, boys.
What's going on? This parallel universe?
It's not working.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Somehow. Righto, no one's heard me. Okay, so hello, guys, girls.
Awesome.
We're here, Supercoach. Well, I've obviously turned
just
that
start
off
with the 1.5 speed now, mate. You might as well.
Yeah, well, no one heard that. So let's go again. How you going, coaches? Everyone's here tonight. We've got Louis, Con, and Juzzy. So everyone's here. We'll touch on the topics for the tonight. We'll just quickly glaze over them. Trades for the week, Hopgood. How often do players not get the points they should and it goes to the marquee player? Where do you feel you've gone wrong so far and how you can fix it? The captains for the week, boosts, and if you've got any left. And I want to know who jumped on Cleary and who didn't. Also, I want to know, I'm just going to ask a few questions about Teddy and the first batch of cheapies, have they ripened up? So we'll touch on all those things tonight. But through the week, did get some put onto me. Turns out if you put Spotify up to 1.5, we sound heaps better. So give that a crack this week if we're a bit too slow for you. So, fellas, trades for the week. Who are we going to start with? Louis, you're the only one who's not busy, so... Louis, trades for the week, mate. Who are you looking at doing? Are you boosting?
No, not boosting.
Yeah.
I'm going... does it mind like then? Hopgood to Hosking.
Yeah.
And then the Hammer to Mazu.
I like that. I don't mind that at all. Con?
I'm thinking about doing the exact same trades and boosting an eighth at the same time.
Oof. I like that. That's pretty much exactly what I'm thinking of doing myself. I don't think I'll go Hoskin, though. I can only go Hoskin if I stooge out on Nathan and go SJ, but that's something I think we'll touch on a bit later. Juzzy, you got a mic free, and do you know your trades offhand?
Yeah, well, Cleary getting 124 on the weekend has sort of forced my hand. I need to jump into him. I was hoping for another price drop, get him around, you know, 700K, but that's not going to happen, so jumping back on Cleary. But now I've got Nico Cleary and Hosking sideways. Hop gone, bang, straight to Hosking.
Yeah.
Baby Mule, make some money.
Yeah. not worry about him levelling out in 2 weeks and only make Hoskin?
Bro, he's projected to put on 100K this week. If he puts on 100K next week and he puts on 200K in 2 weeks, I'm cheering. I'll trade him out if I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've made the money. Cheering.
Yeah. You got anything to say about the Hopgood to Hoskins trade?
That's what I'm doing, but yeah, like you said, well, he's back-to-back 70s, he's going to make 150K in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, which isn't bad money.
Like, no, it's not.
At this time of year, and if he maintains his spot, he could.
But if he doesn't go back-to-back 70s,
yeah,
if he goes less and maybe loses his starting spot next week if Garner and Martin both return.
Well, either one, yeah. Yeah.
He could be in dropping cash within 2 weeks instead of making that extra 30-odd K to get to that $150,000.
It is. I feel he probably would have been a better trade last week.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, still not a silly trade by any stretch, because back-to-back 70s isn't out of reach for him in that side, especially against Canberra.
Especially if they've clicked. Well, they played Canberra last week.
Oh, who they play this week? Manly. Manly do tend to let in some.
Well, they let in 32 against the Knights, so...
so, but they're strong suitors. They score some too, so...
Yeah.
You know, they're good, great attacking side.
They're a good Supercoach team all around because they give everyone points.
Yeah, they do. Well, then, just while they're busy over there, did you jump? You didn't jump on NAIF last week, I take it?
One of the blokes in one of our chats said it, and I was like, nah.
Footy?
I'm waiting for NAIF to go down and Trindle to get his last rise. NAIF went up, Trindle didn't play, so I had a spray deer last week too, I only used one, so...
And the coin too?
Yeah, I could have easily done a trade, but I outsmarted myself.
Oh, what do you do? Like, it's one of them things. I was in the same boat. I sat there, only used one trade last week, so I wasn't too fast, but could have boosted last week instead of boosting this week. Brought Nathan last week. Granted, 7K cheaper, but took the 124 points, you know. And it's me, my stupid thinking that Canberra was going to give it a go. And at half time, like you said at the shot, when we were at the shot, half time, 40 points, doubled that to 80. You were pretty happy with that.
Yeah, 13-6.
But they come out and tout them, and good
well,
on
them. Well, they come out and Canberra stayed in sheds.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Canberra was in it. Like, they were really looking okay up until half time. But that happens. Like, half time can swing a game.
Well, Penrith have been doing it for 3 years. They'll be tight at half time, but they're just wearing you into the ground, waiting for that back half where they just run all over the top of you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're starting to find some form, too. They're linking together a bit better than they over the past four rounds.
Well,
anyway.
they just need a time. Like, nice. Yeah. Yo. They're too good to be cellar dwellers.
Well, I think it's not... If we look the other side of the coin, if we look over to where Arpy went to the Tigers, he leaves them all for dead 9 times out of 10 when he runs the ball, whereas at Penrith, he would add 4 guys to give it to.
Yeah.
You know, so it just shows what Penrith are actually doing. It just
look, Penrith are in every single play. Everyone's in every single play. There's no... he'll do it.
Yeah.
Tyre's like, oh, he'll do it. And then it ends up going to the linesman, and the linesman, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, no one's doing it.
Yeah, it's just, you got to feel bad for Tigers supporters. But, Louis, you busy? Okay, Louis's busy. cool.
Thanks for that, mate.
As far as I know, Louis was the only one of us who actually brought in...
Nate last week.
Cleary last week, so... I'm just eager to see how far I projected him up. I know. Are you still chasing Nico, Louis?
Sorry.
No,
sorry
you're right.
Sorry, what was the question?
You brought in Naif last week. You're the only one.
No, I brought in Nico.
Nico last Naif. Week. You kept Naif. That's right. Yeah. You're the only one here that actually has us both. So for last week.
Right.
Power play. You feel that it was the best thing to do?
I think at the time, I wasn't going to sacrifice Cleary to get in Nico.
Yeah.
I think I knew I had to find a way to get it in. And it's just lucky that the team I position was in I was able to do that at the time. And still, I mean, this week my team is still in a pretty strong position. So,
yeah.
Yeah, managed to just make it work. Only kept me...
Captain him?
I captained... that's a good question. Who did I captain? I think I did captain Howens, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I captained him. Yeah. Should have gone the other half back, though.
Yeah. Oh, 24. It's only 20 points in the end, I think. He ended up coming back, Nico. Got to 100 and something. So it wasn't too bad. But yeah, all right. Well, we've done that. So just want to touch on Hopgood, fellas. I feel there's a lot of mixed emotion about Hopgood on social media and where he's going and what he's doing. Now, if we remember last year, did Madison... was playing lock all year, but he never actually started in many of these games. He came back in off the bench and played his 60 minutes or 65 minutes at the expense of Niokore. I know Junior Paulo's injured, and I know Wiramu Greg doesn't really put up big minutes, but is in a perfect world, could you see where he goes to front row for Wiramu Greg from lock when Maddo comes on, or Hopgood's just a liability now, or wait, watch and see? Well, he was averaging 20-something off the bench at Penrith, but he wouldn't have been getting the role that he's getting at Penrith that he's going to be getting at Parra either. If you know. Oh, I see... He didn't go 77 last week. Went 47 last week.
The week before last, he went 77. No. Yeah.
Yeah, so Hopgood...
Well, he played 54 minutes, 68 minutes and 62 minutes in the last three games.
Yeah.
So in the 62 and 64, he ran 45 and 47. If he's coming off the bench, you're probably looking at those kind of minutes, if not less.
Could you say that he might be coming off the bench at a time where he'd be offloading and stuff like that, or he's just going out there? Will he still get 60 minutes? He probably could while RCG, not RCG, while...
So those two games, 0.8 points per minute, don't fill me with confidence.
Yeah.
I'm taking his cash and running, personally.
Well, I am too, personally. I think everyone in the room is, actually.
Yeah, I mean, by trading him down to Hoskins, I can go and get Mazu, which I think is worthwhile. Plus, Hoskins is going to make me, you know, a fair amount of cash next week. So, yeah. Why not?
See, I'm on the Mazu trade, but I'm scared of the Greg Mazu trade in that same breath. Just because Mazu... he's defensively poor. He's not a real great defender. Like, great ball in hand, but defensively he's not that great. And whereas, I think, what's his name, Con? Heimel Hunt. He's a good defender.
Much better
defender. Not as great as an attacker, but that's what Bradman Best is there for too, even though he hasn't really...
But the old saying is, saving tries as good as scoring try.
It is, and... all they have to do is attack right.
And Heimel Hunt can finish too.
Fuck,
he can't run over three blokes like Marzu does, but he can finish the end of a good backline movement.
Yeah.
While we're on saving a try as good as scoring a try, can we talk about Gutho?
That was a good try. That was
Bro.
That. Yes, I remember.
Off his head, Mr. X Factor all week. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, let's find the X Factor this team needs. Boo! This dude's wrapping himself around people and managing to dislodge the ball with his foot to save a try. He will do anything to save a try.
Dane Laurie will be going there, I reckon.
Insane.
Heard of you first, boys.
Really?
No, I've heard that, but...
Oh, have you?
I don't know.
It's feeling. Well, because he liked a thing on Instagram.
I read it in, Cobo's try.
Yeah, which he should. You know what? It's probably his mate.
Mate, most football players are still a fan of rugby league.
Can't they appreciate a
fucking good try?
Not when you just got dropped and your team's on your team. That's the argument they're saying. It's poor taste.
Poor timing.
Yeah, and yeah, not a teamster and rah, 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 but was a lovely bit of football. So
I think he did something similar last year, didn't he?
No,
he
went
Panthers jersey.
He went to the Panthers jersey, wore a Panthers jersey grand final or something. Which, so he played for the Panthers, yeah. Panthers Junior,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He might be a Panthers fan, like, just because he plays for the Tigers,
people just
still
have
be
him.
A fan. Well, I get it's not a good look, but he gives a fuck.
But yeah, do you think? Oh, speaking of, now you've watched the Guffo try saver where that is as good as scoring a try. Yeah, doing what Guffo's done there,
should get 10 points for it.
That's something like. Don't get wrong, there's points, but not enough.
There's genuine try savers. There is, if that tackle is not made, and they're usually a very effective tackle to stop a try, right? Like, it is owed so much more, I think, 10-point try saver. It just seems...
100%.
It's going to bring in, like, certain players into the game, which you didn't think was Supercoach relevant, are going to become ridiculously relevant.
Well, but centers and shit like that, they pull off some good ones, man.
Right,
it's one-on-one. Oh, fullbacks pull off some mad ones.
Halfbacks sometimes, like Mitch Moses, mad efforts on the weekend. Cleary, regularly, doing something which is changing the game. You know what I mean? Like
Back to Gutho, I mean, the game that they played against Panthers, he made that one-on-one tackle with James Fisher-Harris, I think it was, who was barging over, and he wrapped around him. He was pretty much on the line and stopped the try. One-on-one.
Right.
Amazing. It was a great tackle. I mean, someone who's hard... not going to say Hargreaves.
Fisher-Harris.
His size running at someone like Gutho and to stop that tries from being scored. You know,
yeah, incredible.
Absolute tries.
Absolute incredible. Effort play.
And
nothing but effort play. And legitimately stopping guaranteed points. Otherwise, yeah, I definitely think a defensive effort like that should be rewarded and given 10 points. If saving a try is as good as scoring a try, you boys are talking me around.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. All right. So we feel we've touched that bit. All right.
Let us know in the comments. If you're watching live, let us know what you think in the comments.
Cheers, Vowsy. We realised I had my mic turned off. So, as per usual, my bad. Vowsy said we had no sound on the live before. All right, guys. Yeah, how often do you feel like average players, not average players, but like mainly your centres and your second rowers get gypped a few every now and again? They lose points to like the marquee player, like the halfback or the fullback, who do the sweep around plays and stuff. Like, there was a perfect case on the weekend where Alamotti had done something, and don't get me wrong, cheering because Perham got the points, and I'm a Perham owner, so it's not a big deal to me. But I seen a massive blow up about it on the weekend on social, so I thought I'd go to use with it. But Alamotti didn't get the try assist, even though it seemed to be, he'd done all the hard work and laid on a brilliant pass for the Fox to go there. So, but it still went to Perham because he swept around, you know what I mean, and give the ball.
Yeah.
So,
it's a fickle industry, that one.
Well, it's one that I think, without taking away from the contribution thing, but there's times where you can obviously give two try assists in the one try, because without the two things really happening, it was never going to get there. You know, because both players have done exceptional
work.
Well,
then there's nobody get a try assist and everyone just gets try contribution.
No, I think the assist is an important part of, especially our Supercoach scoring.
You can't have five tries scored and 12 assists.
No, but it would be a touch and go thing, but there's players here that are getting robbed week to week, you know, and it's probably because they're just such unknown players like that.
Well,
Alamotti's an unknown.
I've seen him fucking give excuses like, oh, we don't award tap-ons for try assists, rah, rah, but the next week Guffo will do a tap-on and they'll give him the try assist.
Yeah.
So they don't even know what they're awarding them for. I think there might be a little bit of bias.
Well, I think especially if you're an unknown, like if you're granted 200K player, which is normally a rookie or something like that.
You'd hope that the people doing this aren't playing the game.
Yes, definitely, because the 200K rookie, he might not be known for doing stuff like that yet. You know what I mean? But he's actually the one doing the work. Like, so, but they got given it to the bloke who swept around because it's the commonly it's the bloke who swept around that's done the work, you know?
Oh, well, or it's the halfback who's gone to the line with the second rower, drawn in old mate, and then he's noticed that, well, since old mate's drawn in, I'm going out the back here because he's going to have a 3-on-2.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, it's the halfback who sets up all the tries. He might not throw the final pass or two, but
it's his play that's got it there. Yeah. Without him getting the ball there,
that's his job.
Yeah, I do see the the point in that too, you know what I mean? But sometimes there are clear-cut cases where old mate's done a few extra steps and just done exceptional work to get it, and he gets overlooked because he's not known. And that's just the way I see it. I might be completely wrong, like, but that's just the way I'm perceiving it.
Well, I don't think being given a ball where all you have to do is catch it and pass it to the winger, or run three few steps, draw their winger, pass it, that's not a try assist.
Yeah. That's contribution.
Like, even the fullback sweeping, catching the ball, he's just shuffling it onto the centre on a 3-on-2, who then it makes it a 2-on-1, and then he gives it to the winger. So even that's not really a try assist. Like, if he throws a mad cutout ball or something like that, yeah, maybe, but I don't know.
It's just, yeah, it's, we'll never get a straight answer from a scorer either with it, you know? So it's just one of the things that I sort of see happen a lot, and it's sort of got me thinking a little. All right, you got anything on that one? Got anything on the live? Anything on the live?
Yeah, everyone's agreeing about Alamotti getting ripped off.
Fuck yeah, boy. yes, well done out there. It's true, mate. He fully got gypped hard, man. Like, he done hard work to get that, and would have been, he would have been up to 70 points with his try, line break assist and whatnot else. So, not that I didn't play him either. So it's not that I'm scared, I'm spewing about the points because I didn't even play him, but he was blatantly robbed, and it happens weekly, I feel.
And Lloyd Clark made the point, just like the kick and regather is never paid to plays as well.
Well, because it's technically not a line break, is it?
No, but there's a stat for kick, regather, break or whatever, something like that.
Oh, yeah?
It meant to be.
Never seen it. All right, so that's what we got?
For the moment, yep.
Yeah, we'll sweet. All right, guys, every single one of us would have made a mistake so far this year, so just wondering where you feel you've gone wrong. It doesn't matter about what point. You might be able to remember exactly what point, but where you feel you've gone wrong and how you're going to rectify the problem that you've created probably for yourself by not either jumping on someone at the time or not boosting when you probably should have just to get a player in that went bananas, you know? Is there points like that for you?
Last week, Nath.
Yeah, last week, Nath. Yeah.
Apart from that, I'm pretty satisfied so far.
Yeah.
Had a shit week round two, but yeah.
Yeah. Juzzy?
For me, man, it's all been captain choices and playing the wrong reserves.
Yeah, well, sorry. I'll jump on his captain choices one too.
Yeah.
And in bringing in KP. After that first week, everyone going head knocks, played the gamble, didn't pay off. You know, reported he's back at training, so hopefully due back soon, which is all good news. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm willing to take the risk on him again. Look at that smile,
100%. I was going
to
say, go there, or you'd be potting on.
I don't reckon. Like, but that's the thing. He could come out and rip out and be the form 5-8 of the comp. But, yeah, it just depends on what he's learned.
Well, there's, you know, to he's got the opportunity because not many else are doing it. Bags is dropping 40s every other week. And,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's why I jumped on. It's why
Walker's hit a bit of a streak. Yeah, he's scoring a few tries lately.
He does, but he'll go on them runs.
Yeah,
and then
their run's getting pretty sweet too.
Yeah, you know, I said it a couple of weeks ago. I said, oh, are we sleeping on Walker here or what? Like, is this his time? Because we know he goes on a run.
I'm woke now, Juzzy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a couple. Like, there's a few things. Teddy. The other week, I had the opportunity to move Teddy on to Reece Walsh. Didn't do it. Held the faith with Teddy. Get me to Nath this week, which is good, but I don't have
Reece. You copped his, what did he drop, another 70?
Yeah. I don't know.
End of 22.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I don't get decent money, and I don't have enough to get to Reece Walsh, I don't think. I haven't looked at it.
Oh, really? The prices have changed that much?
Well, no, it's not that. I've sort of got that stubbornness where fuck him now, but I don't really want him.
Well, after, I think it's this week, maybe next, I think their run starts to get a bit tougher.
Who's that?
Broncos. But like I was telling you earlier, I think they're a really, really good team, and I don't think it's going to matter too much.
Yeah, they are.
This kid's on fire.
They are a good-looking side. And then there's,
I was going to say, Tedesco so far lost 160K.
Yeah. Yeah, cheering. But anyway, that was the gauntlet I ran last week. In saying that, before his head knock, he looked really good. He looked like he was going to have a really good game. But
he was going to have a blinder.
Did you Get rid of Nath?
I got rid of Nath to get Nico, but I didn't bring Nath back last week because I didn't want to use a boost. And
But all those weeks ago, you could have got rid of Teddy instead of Nath.
Yeah,
you
could
have. That choice, but you...
Yeah, didn't.
So what have you learned for next year, Bergs? You literally said this before.
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to start the year with Tedesco. Granted, comes back from Origin, a freak of nature and a different beast, but for the last couple of years, yeah, he's got 100 here and there, but not often enough to warrant not having a gamble on.
Well, next year, assuming everyone's fit, I don't think Teddy's going to be in the top two.
Well, no, you'll have Pappenhausen. Pappenhausen will definitely be in the mix.
And Terbs.
Definitely. Reece Walsh, if he keeps going the way he's going. There's others too, there's others. I just can't.
Trell's
good. What about you, Louis? Oh, there's another thing I had a problem with. There was a week there where I had the opportunity to go Welch or Lindsay Collins. Now, I went with Welch because he had the higher ownership. And I just thought, oh, I'm not going to pod. At the time, Lindsay Collins was 1.2% owned or 2.1% owned. I was saying it was pod territory hard. And I know he had the bye a week later, so I just said, oh, no, I'm not going to go there. But I regret that now.
Yeah, Hargreaves was out. Logic just fractured his face.
Yeah, but
he was missing.
He's still chugging along all right.
That's what I mean. They just missed a lot of boards that week too, I think.
Yeah.
When you're making that choice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ended up with Welch, and I have regrets about that too, so...
I'll take some blame for that.
I started with both of them, and that's because, I mean, I spread the budget other places. I can't complain. Collins is coming on strong, and I think we're about to see Welch start kicking right into it, bro.
You got paying
the lead up to Origin. No.
You can complain then.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's...
But the money saved on pain, bro. I literally saved 300K at the start of the year.
Yeah, you're losing 40 points a week too.
Yeah, see, I've been a bullet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Like
25.
Yeah, 15, 20, I can handle at the start of the season. Don't get me wrong, Payne-Haas is the target, but just waiting for one of them to juice up a bit more before I make the move.
Payne-Haas is juicing up.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Louis, you have any dramas along the way, mate, that you want to talk about, that you want to rectify?
Not a lot, to be honest. I think mostly my picking my reserves is my issue. The only one that I do regret is I had Josh King instead of Christian Welch in my team. And I traded him out with, I think, a week to go to Christian Welch. Probably should have kept, in hindsight, probably should have kept King.
Own.
Yeah.
Colour meat pies. Absolute worker, isn't he?
Yeah, should have kept King.
He is going up a gear from where he was at last year.
Who's the player you guys feel you've slept on this year? For me, it's, I hate to say it, the Cardi party.
Oh, Cardi, you know what, Cardi, because he's burnt every single one of us in the world, just about every single super coach anyway.
He's made 300K in 5 weeks, bro. He's done, he's chugged quite nicely.
You know what, good on him. Good on him. Hopefully he finds some good form and he gets some good touch. But he's also getting old now, so he's not too many more years left of Cardi.
Well, I mean, Lane's back, Maddo's back, he's done his job.
He's still starting this week, so that's credit to Cardi's performance over the last 6 weeks, 5 weeks, you know. Yeah. So he's earned his right to start. You know, he's probably been one of the better forwards for them too.
Who's yours?
What? Me mistakes?
Yeah, no, who's the player that you missed the boat on?
I'm going to say Lachie Miller. I had money there early on, and then I talked myself out of Lachie Miller just on being at Newcastle, really.
Yeah, so. But,
and I have massive regrets about that, young Lachie Miller.
Nah. He's probably my regret too.
How many games in Newcastle won?
2.5.
Yeah.
How the fuck do they pull out these draws every season?
Because, you know what, there wasn't even an attempt.
It wasn't. The last draw was against you 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, nah. Lachie Miller's one I feel I've missed. I'm a bit spewing about. And Reece Walsh, because I had the opportunity to bring him in at
Reece Lightning.
At his lowest price and didn't do it. But Lachie Miller was at the start of the year, and I've seen a lot of people jump off before the price rises, just thinking 50s without actually doing the homework on where the 50s came from. So he went up and down a couple of times, old Lockie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else you feel you missed out on?
Yeah, Miller's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly the same. I talked him out of my squad because I thought, no, he's at Knights. Yeah, they're not going to go well this season.
We lost the goal kicking back to Hastings. I think he only kicked one or two last week, and Hastings kicked the rest. So, seems to only be getting them nice cheapies.
Beautiful.
Guaranteed kicks. Yeah, so I'll move on to the next thing then. Captains and vice-captains for the weeks, fellas. It's a pretty good actual week if you have a decent look at the draw. It's not too bad for captains and vice-captains if you want to have a look at a sneaky pod route this week.
A long weekend of football, eh?
Yes, yes. Anyone got their VC and captain handy?
You
want to go, Louis?
Thinking about captaining Walsh. Walsh. No, Walsh, sorry. Jeez.
After the Panthers did to the Raiders, the Broncos can do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up they can.
I'm BC Nath, Captain Lightning.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Reece Lightning?
Lock him in.
So,
Chuzzy, where you at, bro?
Let me just double check. At the moment, I've got the C on Cleary. I'm going to run the VC on Munster in the first game of the round.
Tough game too.
Because I've got Turbo and he's obviously playing the Panthers, so I can't put on him.
Well, at the moment, I have it on Bal Holmes just because Drinkwater's back and he's the link man for Val. It's a massive in for them and I expect Val to hopefully score some tries.
The VC, yeah?
Yeah, VC. Definitely the VC. Well, that's where I feel you go, your VC.
Has Chester's gone to the bench? Chester's
on the
bench.
He's on the bench, which, to be honest, I heard something on Ado's podcast, Adrianosaurus Rex's podcast today on my way over.
Shout out, Ado.
Ado. But I heard them talking about it's probably best if he does go to the bench and play them shit AE minutes because next year he'll probably have a good gig somewhere, a decent gig, and he'll be cheap for us, you know? So that's probably what we want out of Chester. We want him to go back to the bench and chug along at 10s and 15s.
Oh, there's a real good chance he comes in over Origin, so, you know, depending on if he can play multiple positions because
he's decent. He's a decent little footy player. He's not too bad. Well, that just means Drinkwater goes to six. His versatility is good because the options there is Drinkwater goes to six, he goes to one.
Yeah. Yeah, or, pretty much. That's it. You can move Drinky or to either of the half spots or whatever.
Well, no, what it happened, if Townsend got hurt, you'd move Dearden to seven, Drinky to six, Chester to one, I feel that's what
I'd... That's it. Chester's pretty much always the next one up into the team.
Yeah.
That's why you can keep him fresh on the bench, keep him in game time.
I'm thinking McCatlin's going to be Tommy, to be brutal.
Against the Panthers?
Yeah.
Think you can expose some... To be honest, I'm considering, do I play Schuster?
Nah.
I think Nate's got him covered, but I think if he's running at Luai, bro, like, he hasn't got a hope.
Yeah, that's Luai's...
Depends if the Islander boys can read
that's,
him.
That's DCE side, isn't it? It's not.
Nah, Schuster plays left, so I defend right.
Yeah, Schuster plays left.
Yeah, and Luai plays left, so Luai defend on the right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he'll be up against DCE.
He'll be up against Cherry.
No,
but DCE, he'll be all over Nate.
Because Luai will be defending on the right and Schuster plays left.
Anyway.
So if you're attacking on the left and defending on the right, you're on the same side of the field. You know what I mean?
Why does he switch sides to defend?
You don't.
No, you don't.
The left hand...
Because you just turn around.
No, but
so your left is now your right.
No, the left-hand side of attack goes up against the right-hand side of the opposite team.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're saying.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
So then Luai would be defending against who plays on the left for Manly.
What side does Luai defend on?
All right, moving along.
Luai attacks on the left-hand side, right?
Yeah.
So then he turns around to defend. So what side is he on then?
He's then facing...
On the right-hand
the
side.
The right-hand side of Manly, which would be DCE.
Why has DCE swapped sides? Yeah. DCE's just turned around too on his side of the field,
fuck,
bro.
Louis, like, just to double check, we all understand what's going on here and Con's just missed a beat, right?
To be honest, I'm just enjoying this too much.
Con is 100% correct, bro.
Hey, ask right. Alive, what's Alive saying?
Right, Luai's running towards his own try line. So his left shoulder is closest to the left to the touchline, right?
Yeah.
So then when he's defending, he doesn't run over the other side of the field. He just turns around.
Turn your mic back on.
It's on.
Now it is.
He just turns around, and then his right shoulder's next to the sideline.
Yeah, and then he's going up against the right-hand side of the team he's opposing.
No.
Yeah. That's the way it works, for sure. So when AJ from South, who's on the left-hand wing...
Schuster will be attacking the law.
When South played Manly, was it Garrick that was running up against Johnston? Or was it Tua Pilotu?
Can't remember, but...
It would have been Tua Pilotu, because that's the way the fucking game works. That's why it's not always 7-on-7, 6-on-6.
Is DFE again?
7-on-6, because
it's
the way...
It's not. It's just numbers don't mean anything to what side of the field you play, bro. All three centres don't play on the left-hand side, or all four centres don't play on the right-hand side. All number twos don't play on the left-hand side.
I get what you're saying there, but...
We're moving along.
Yeah, please.
DFE sneaky pod captain against 100%. The Dragons.
100%.
And anyone in the Parasite is also a sneaky pod captain against the Dockers.
Tigers are a bit of a bogey for Parramatta, bro.
We're in Greg's and a desert cat.
They got their first win. They got their first win of the year last weekend, or this weekend last year against Parramatta, the Tigers.
Yeah.
Can't see it happening this year, but
couldn't see it happening last year either.
No, I still don't see it happening. But what about Greggy Marju? Back to back hundreds, doing very well.
Sneaky. So he really is a good trade target this week. What's his break even? Must be astronomical.
You'd only be able to captain him anyway. You wouldn't be able to VC it into him, so...
Yeah, but hold on, what's his break even?
Dunno.
Minus 44.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Alright, so... Boosts left, fellas. How many boosts have you got, and are you intending on using one this week?
Two, and thinking about it.
Really? That takes you down to one boost?
If I'm being honest, and that boost got Pappy's name on it, we talked about that last week.
Yep.
I got two left.
Two left?
Provided I use one this week.
If you
which I'm not locked into at the moment.
Who are you thinking for it? What's the trade that you would use a boost on?
I'm bringing in Cleary, Hosking and Marju at the moment.
Yeah,
that's a massively good move. Like, if I don't say so myself.
Yeah. You've already got Nico?
Yeah.
So then you've got... Yeah, sweet.
What about if you can't afford a Hoskins or a Marju? Is there anyone coming through that you'd recommend? Or like a cheapy-ish...
Actually, hold on. Before we move on from the fact he's got Nico and Nath, I just had a question pop into my head.
Yeah.
What are you doing Origin? You copping the AE? Or do you not think Nico Hines has been picked for Origin?
No, I don't know if Nico plays Origin.
I think he gets the 14.
I think or the 18th man at the very worst case scenario, which still take. Oh, he still plays his game that week though, doesn't he?
Not sure how that works.
Nah, not if you're 18, because you can play Origin.
But you could not play Origin as well.
Yeah, but you could play Origin.
Josh Reynolds was named in 17, he didn't play Origin.
Yeah, it's twice.
So the point being, what do you
do?
Yeah,
I'll cop an AE.
Yeah, it's you're just going to cop an AE. You're not going to worry 13 about players.
Well, yeah. I think if you manage to save a trade or two to get to that point, right, I think you can easily drop Nico for his replacement in Trindle, who chugs along nicely, get a little bit of money out of that too, waiting for Nico to come back. Only if you save trades, if you've burnt trades.
But the only problem is, like, he plays a game in
or even a Perez, even a Perez or whatever. You could weigh up your options of which one's going to be better. But Trindle or Perez, you could easily bring in.
Pezzet.
You could easily bring one of them in through that Origin period. Is going to do a job, probably make you some money. And you're not going to lose out on much. Granted, don't have the 120 ceilings that the others do, but if they're going to get rested, especially if it's been a big Origin, and if you get rested.
Yeah, well, that's it. You cross that bridge when you come to it around Origin time, but more often than not, they don't get rested. Maybe they get 10 minutes less game time or something if the side's in a good spot. but only if the side's in a good spot. Otherwise, they end up playing. All right, cool. Because I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going to be faced with the same conundrum is, that's it. Do I just cop an AE in my halfback position because I don't want to trade either of them out?
My whole halves, at that rate, my whole halves will be gone. Munster will be gone.
So you can't cop two AEs. So then you're only fielding 12 players, knowingly.
Running Katoa, so eventually Katoa hopefully get upgrade. But
Katoa will be gone by then.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to do something too. I don't want to sell him for 240k like a lot of people have.
I reckon he's done what he's going to do. He's the Ilias of last year.
No, he's got halfback this week.
See, but if you don't have Hines or Cleary,
you run SJ.
He's one choice that week, Moses. Because Ben Hunt won't be playing for the Dragons. DCE won't be playing for Manly. You got Jackson Hastings. Ilias. Fogarty if he's back. Tay Ray.
I'll still cop me AEs there.
Yeah.
I'll cop me AE.
I'm happy to roll them. Especially when you're only fielding 13.
Yeah.
So all you need is 14 strong players.
Decent back
outside,
row.
Outside of your halfbacks.
So yeah.
15 guns by round 13. Maybe not guns, but...
A decent
point, people that are going to do the job for that little period.
Yeah. Righto. Did we get your boost left, Louis? How many boosts you got left?
I have three with this round pending.
I'd say pending. You'll be two if you use them.
No,
two if I use them, yeah.
So that's the same as me. I'll be down to two if I use a boost this week. I only asked the question because I've been chatting. I think Big Ted's one of them as well. Teddy, love you, bros. But he's burnt five already. They're gone.
No, he's done it again.
Yeah, him and a couple other dudes have done it.
Ted has.
I think he has, yeah. I think you'll find Ted has.
Oh, Teddy.
Burn him all. If not, he's very close to burn him all. But says he's in a pretty decent position.
So you were last year too, right? And how'd you end
nothing.
Up?
Now he's learnt.
What? Mate, good luck, Teddy. Honestly, good luck. And I hope Godspeed, my friend. But
if you haven't used this week's one, don't do it.
Yeah,
you
know, save it, bro. You'll need it later.
He's learnt not to ask the question, so that was good. Well done, Teddy. That's a smart play.
Amazing. That's
what I would have done. All right, so, Cleary, are we jumping on this week? Are we definitely jumping on?
All aboard.
His break-even's 38, so he'd have to have now a few more horrible scores in a row for his break even to go down and for him to actually drop any more cash. So I feel like you've got to. We're only 6 weeks out from Origin. He's obviously starting to come into gear. What's their run like?
Not 100%, but it's naif. You know, he's warming to the task.
Yeah, but Raiders gave up, bro.
Yeah, it don't matter, but he's proved it in the past. If you look at his stats throughout years gone by, he's near fixture proof. He's turned up on nearly everyone in the comp.
The good ones are, man.
You know, it's just...
How many tries were scored in that game? 10?
Last game? Oh, I'm not too sure. The 50-point Drummond.
Yeah, the 50-point Drummond. They put on 40 points in the second half.
Well, if it's 52 points, you'd assume that's, what,
at least
10
tries.
Yeah, it's
9 tries, 8 goals and a field goal. Unless Nath missed 4 goals.
Nath didn't
miss. He's kicking 6 out of 10.
He didn't miss 4.
Nah. Oh, he did. He had a shocker in the World Cup, but... They were different balls, apparently.
different atmosphere, bros.
His run he's got, they've got, of course, Manly next game. Then they've got Newcastle, Souths, Tigers, Warriors, Roosters, and Broncos, and the bye.
So not a great draw.
Terrible draw.
It's a mixed bag. Well, Matt, a couple of them walkover teams from last year doing okay, like your Warriors and shit like that. So.
Yeah, the Tigers aren't. The Knights aren't doing great either.
Knights have been okay.
They've been okay.
Don't get me wrong, I don't think they beat Penrith, but I think they do okay.
We'll get a draw, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Them days are gone, lad.
Is there a market for that?
There is a big one, actually. I have to jump on Cleary this week. I'm a bit scared of not owning Cleary.
Yeah.
I was strongly looking at SJ Braddo out there. Braddo did say at the start of the year SJ was a look.
I think he was probably the one to start the year with. I don't know if he's the one to continue.
Well, no, I've looked at him.
Buck 17 last week.
Buck 17. He's only 500k. He's got a low BE this week, so
I think he's averaging mid to high 70s.
And I think they play. Yeah, he's in 75 or something. And then plays, I think, the Knights, and it's not too bad of a run for me for the Warriors. I think they've had there.
Let's fucking stop the Knights bashing for it a while.
No, no, I'm not bashing on the Knights.
Wait, oh no. I didn't pick Lockie Miller because he played for the Knights and he's shit. Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, I've been...
SJ's got the Knights this week and then I think it might get a bit... No, not bashing on the Knights.
I mean,
we're
not.
We're just stating
night.
Facts. They haven't
I know
started...
we suck. I'm only kidding.
Well, there you go.
Look, I just don't want you to get emotional. I know what your team. Your Novocastrians are a fucking...
passionate bunch.
Emotional. Passionate kids.
Oh, I was going to go passionate, but...
Speaking of Knights, can we just shout out Dom Young, 4 try haul, absolute monster.
Back to reserve grade this week.
Fuck Dom Young.
He's all right, go Dom.
He's a gun.
He is.
I'm just filthy that he's leaving.
Oh, well, he's going to the Roosters. He wants a premiership.
Yeah, but so they've re-signed Danny Tupou, and apparently Jackson Paulo has only got a minimum wage deal for next year, so he might not activate it. So are they replacing Paulo out or Paulo out in that second wing?
100%.
Toops getting old too, man. Don't get me wrong, still plays some great footy. But
I think you'll find Toops saying probably late 20s.
32 or something, isn't he?
I don't know.
All right, because we have to get Cleary this week.
31.
31? There you go.
Late 20s?
Because we have to get Cleary this week. Where are you going with your luxuries? Are you just going to go the two with Marju and... Hoskins or...
Brady Mule, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, going Hoopgood to Hoskins and the Hammer to Mazu.
I'm
sorry.
Hammer to Mazu is a good one.
So you're not worried about any of the job security with it?
No, to be honest, Hoskins, I'm purely doing it as a cash grab.
Yeah.
While he's got the cash, but get it, and then...
Bro, Garner's not getting his spot.
Go up to whoever, you know? I am considering boosting. It's probably really stupid, but I've got Wakeham in my 5'8 right now.
Just Wakeham?
Oh, and Dillbags.
Yeah.
But Dillbags I want to hold to Origin. So trading out Wakeham, bringing Schuster down into the 5'8, and then bringing Jack Johns in, just again as a cash grab.
Now, I've seen Jack Johns' name get flicked around a couple of times just today alone. So, as a Newcastle man, Jack Johns.
He plays for shit nice, man. I wouldn't touch him.
No.
Finally, some honesty out of Con.
Yes. Hello, Gregory.
I don't mind. He looked good last weekend.
Yeah.
He's not going to play 80 on anything anytime soon.
Got a try, though, last week. Yeah.
But I'm even worried about Kurt Mann returning.
I think, like we talked about earlier off air, like Kurt Mann's versatility is his drama. Like, he's not actually great anywhere, but he's okay in about four or five different spots. So you can plug a mad hole with Kurt Mann. And the way HIAs are, Kurt Mann's the perfect dude on the bench.
It's become highly valuable.
Yeah. And who's the guy you're missing from Lock? Was it Kurt Mann's from the start of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Adam Elliott.
Oh, Adam Elliott. So when is the slug back?
I think it's soon.
Ooh, so that's a tough thing with Jack Johns, owners.
I don't know if it's soon. I've got no idea.
No, I don't know either. Millie, if you're out there, give it to him. So, yeah, she'll punch him up, but get another week off. All right, so just while Jazzy goes to the bathroom, is Is Teddy gone now? Like, Louie?
No.
With his head knocks and stuff like that, and the emergence of Reece Walsh, and also we will have the likes of Pappenhausen and stuff back soon. Has the time gone past, Teddy? Is he going to be a pod soon? Like, is he going to be a pod guy to bring in after Origin, or...
What, you mean in years to come, or...?
I'm talking this year. Like, if Pappenhausen comes back around 10, Turbo's going well, Reece Walsh's going well. Turbo, I mean, Teddy's only really shown us a little bit. Like, don't get me wrong, we all know what he comes back out of Origin with, but would you chance it while these other guys are just turning up whenever they want.
The biggest thing on Teddy's side is his reliability.
His reliability's gone. He gets one fucking strong wind to the head and it's off to HIA for 11 days, bro. He has heaps. The day of being able to just lay there for a second and regain your shit's gone. Like, as soon as you lay there for shit, cat one. You know? Like, you can't just regain your shit unless you're smart enough to grab your leg while you're half knocked out. I should be training this. But unless you're fucking smart enough to grab your leg and make it look like you hurt your leg, you're gone.
But two or three 11-day protocols throughout the year compared to a season-ending injury, which Paps can easily do, Turbo can easily do.
Oh, they
Trill's all... fucking prone for an injury, if not a suspension. Oh, Ponga, don't even go there.
I'm just worried about it. Like, I'm just...
Yeah, I 100% see where you're coming from.
It's a big...
I don't think he's going to be in the top two once everyone's fit and firing, if that's what you're really asking.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say he wouldn't be in your top two kind of must-have targets for the year, but he's still going to score you quality points if you do have him.
Well, I'm looking at bringing him back. Like, post-Origin. If not before, I'll probably wait for him to come back that next game. Hopefully has a... If it's too quiet, I won't touch him the week after, but if it's an okay game and he starts to look good, I might jump on, you know, just because... It's Teddy, man. Like, I got faith in the bloke, but it's the HIA protocols and that worry me, and burning trades in and out to get him, you know, back in and out every three to four times a year at this rate. So, yeah, I don't know. I like Walsh, but a Walsh young fella. Not sure on his head knock. Did he have any head knocks last year or anything like that, Reece Walsh?
Maybe one.
See, this one.
I can't confidently say that, but I vaguely might remember.
I vaguely remember him having something last year. I don't know if it was a head knock, but that's all.
Well, he's been susceptible to injuries throughout his young career so far.
Yeah, it's none of. Trell's probably the most versed, like most durable, but suspensions screw him.
No, I still blame the training.
Too much training?
Too much fucking weights and shit. Not enough proper cardio.
Not enough speed
and,
work, eh?
Hey, 100%. You tell him, Jake.
Hey.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the game's sped up now. The wrestle's out of the game. Like the 120-kilo bulk and frames that pretty much everyone's running around with can't sustain the pace of the game and the fatigue levels that go through their muscles at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think the game's changed and the training hasn't changed with the game.
Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, Shane Foot saying Teddy will be back later after Origin as a pod.
Yeah, I reckon two footy. Oh, look, we all know what he's capable of. He's a machine. He's the Ted, you know. But yeah, it's a matter of him getting to Origin. I think he comes out of there such a different beast rather than the first 10, 12 rounds in. Like, don't get me wrong, sometimes score's okay, but once he comes out of there, it's something else, isn't it? Like, spectacular scores.
And Origin does that to how many plays do you see? Yeah, they come out of Origin and they just absolutely rip apart the back end of the season.
Yeah, straight up, brain it. Beast mode. Something happens in Origin camp. Players come back different. I didn't believe it. I've seen it happen now multiple times. Teddy's just one of those players. He'll come back charged up from Origin, win or lose. Jump on.
Any questions in the line?
Lose. There's no win or.
Come on, calm down, Queensland.
Who's losing?
He's trying to say New South Wales,
though. Oh, come on, bro. Not this year.
He's finally going to get it this year, eh?
Yeah, I say. Yeah, so if not, go to the refs. again. Got anything on there, Louis?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah, a few questions. We have... oh, yeah, your little left or right side of the field. There was a little argument that blew up here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, not yours.
Sorry, Braz.
Why no talk of SJ in halves? This is Kez J. Austin. I do apologise if I butchered your last name then. Kez, why no talk of SJ in halves? I'm running Nath and SJ. Got the money for Nico, but SJ is running too hot for me to do the trade.
Look, yeah, Nico, that first week when he pulled out a 180, virtually seemed effortless for the bloke too. But don't get me wrong, SJ, I think if you really do the number crunch, I think he's the number one halfback in the game at the moment, on points and average. So,
kudos. He's chugging along quite nicely, and none of us really expected it out of the Warriors.
Wouldn't be average.
I think you'll find it's everything. I think you'll find, Con. He's number one. He's the first halfback in the league.
No, just like let you know, Nico's averaging 141.
Yep.
Standing by your statement of 75 average at SJ's the best?
Nah.
Try to point
score. He is a point score because Nico's only played two games. Cleary's had to buy. He's averaging less than anybody. Cleary's only 73.5. But yeah, no, 100%. If you got SJ, ride him.
Yeah, you've super coached well this year.
100%. So you've saved a shitload of money at the start, and you're going to be able to clean swap pretty much
probably
when you choose to.
Too.
Yeah, when the time's right. Like.
Yeah.
See, juice him. See how far he's willing to take that Warriors team, man. Look, Warriors are a different beast. They're back home for the first time in years. They're all happy, just playing footy. New coach, new vibe around that team, man, around that group. So, and it's showing. None of us really expected it, did we?
Nah, not for
no
shit.
No one called it at the start of the year, but they're proving us all wrong. Mate, that comeback the other day was epic. Absolutely epic. And then actually steal the win.
It was 20-0 at incredible. One point, wasn't it? 20-0 at one point. 32 to what? 30. Yeah. It was a good game, watch.
Overachieving. Sorry, burst the bubble.
Warriors.
I wish them all best, but yeah, I think they're overachieving early.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
I think they've had a pretty decent thing too. Like, there's been a few games over there, and they've had a few rubs of the green. If you really watch the games, they've had some rubs of the green go their way. Refs keeping a minute, according to spectators. But yeah, they've... Go the Warriors. I hope they go, man. Ever since they give up the game, I've had a second team. I don't really follow them, but I'll go for them on the sly.
Yeah, it's it. You don't mind seeing them win.
Yeah. I don't want them to win, but... Yeah. Go the Dogs.
They've already beat the Dogs, so who cares, mate?
Yeah, true. Go the Warriors.
Also, same person, Kez. Trell and Walsh in fullback. Do I trade Trell for Turbo?
Fuck yes, I do. It's after 9 o'clock now, isn't it?
Yeah, we were saying Trell's draw's about to really open up a bit, though.
Yeah, but still, it's Turbo, mate. That's the thing for me. I think Turbo's the man. Like, Turbo, we all know he can do anything. He's tall, he's gangly, he breaks tackles, he just, for me, he's the best.
I'm hearing you.
He's the most attacking fullback for me.
The Trell's got the goal kicking, which I like about him, but yeah, you can't really fault what Walsh is doing.
Walsh is good too, man. Walsh has proved me wrong.
It's the conundrum this year, man. It's
I want Turbo.
Yeah?
Above all else at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. His last game, man. I was watching it with you, Bergs, and I mean, as you said, you called it. You said, man, there's still the last 25 minutes, still 30 minutes to go. He hadn't done much. And then that's it. Try assist here, line break assist there. You know, and dude, he just kept jumping up. You know, we're watching the game, and Burks just kept pointing out, like, oh, yeah, there's points scoring, there's points for Turbo, there's points for Turbo. It's just like, Shit, he really does just do it. But he looked at about 40%, man. I mean, a lot of that team did. I know it was warm down there in Mudgee that day. But, yeah, they just didn't look like they had any steam in them whatsoever. And I was actually a bit worried about Turbo until that last 20 minutes where he just sort of effortlessly got up to the tunt.
Yeah. Yeah, and like...
It's a fucking roller coaster.
Oh, it is. It's captain and anyone that's not a forward, because sometimes they just don't get their hands on the ball. At least if you're forward, that's why it's paying us them first couple of years before.
I feel Nick Arvin and Cleary are pretty safe. They get their hands on the ball a lot.
And they kick the goals in top four sides, so they're scoring points as well. So there's a lot of points for them halves, but if they have a tough matchup, I see a perfect week to captain a Haas. You know what I mean? Like, Haas chug along 80, 90 points. If Nick on that, especially if it's pissing down rain somewhere, especially all weekend. Like, we've had lots of rain in the last couple of years, which has halted a few performances if you really look back.
Well, it definitely put Nico on ice, but it opened the Warriors right up.
Well, on the weekend?
Yeah, when it started pissing down.
He still turned up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Both halfbacks went over 100 in that game.
Yeah, but Nico, the majority of the points came
in the
first half.
It was still wet.
It was
wet.
On like 78 at half time.
Well, it wasn't pissing down like it was in the second half.
That's
it.
Sharks only put on one try in the second half, whereas Warriors ended up putting on like four in the second half.
Yeah, it's cracker.
Like,
complacency.
So what?
Complacency.
Yeah, but the weather was the other thing that changed. It was dry in that first half and started pissing down at half time. Just they took the field again, just started pissing down. You know what it was like in Sydney over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Louis, what do you got over there?
Yes, Shane Foote.
Footy.
Why is everyone jumping on Hosking for one game, then he's out again? Don't understand it.
Well, Footy would know. Footy's a Panther man, deep in Panther territory too. Well, not. He's just got, I think, his cousin's Liam Martin, isn't it? We figured out last week. Something like that anyway. But Footy, he'd know. And for me, that's my thing I'm worried about Hoskins too. Like, next week, Mardo and Garner could be back, and that's the end of Hoskins. Back to the bench, and then you slow burn your money away, you know?
Nah, trade him out. Take that first price rise, 100 grand. Take the cash you can grab at this point. But I personally don't think he's getting the spot back.
Well, as from a spectator and eye test, mate, like, surely.
I think Garner's been hooked, bro. I don't think he's resting. I don't think he's got an injury. I think Garner's been straight up hooked. Well, he's got some time to work on himself and try and earn his spot back, but at the moment, he doesn't deserve it. He gave him ample opportunity, man. He gave him four rounds to really make that spot his own, and he didn't. And I don't think he's coming back.
What, you feel as a Panther man, he didn't give
bro,
110?
Bro, he did not have the effort plays. He was making errors, like... He was just fumbling opportunities, and as you guys know, one taken opportunity can completely change the momentum of a game. Like, there was crucial points in games where they were in the balance, and it was his errors, bro. And I think that's it. I think Ivan gave him the benefit of the doubt for a few rounds, and come round four, he just hooked him straight up for salmon, bro.
Well, Shane's just commented again about it, saying Garner and Martin will be back next week. Ivan loves Garner.
There
yes, people prefer Hosking, but
I know,
he loves
Garner. I know Ivan loves Garner, but...
And Garner is still injured. Both back next week.
Yeah. What do you know, man? Footy's mad
next week and starting next week, or just back next week?
Just back next week, you don't know.
So I see Garner could be coming off the bench.
But, yeah, you don't know. You don't know what way to go. But it's a gamble one, Hoskins. But like you said, he's just got to get a 70, and a 70 is 150K.
But if he's not playing, it's hard to get a 70.
that's it's all part of the gamble. you want to prep that round recap when you're ready over there, Louie, and I'll just ask this last question of the lads, and yourself, of course. So keep yourself focused.
Well,
that's why you're
lads.
Doing stuff. Fellas, the first batch of cheapies, are they near ripened up, or is there a couple that you could pick off the tree today?
It looks like there's a couple that are sort of hitting their average now.
I'm selling either Alamotti or probably the Hammer next week to go Dewey to Munster.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll probably sell the other one off the week after and either get rid of Robson or Egan and bring in the Wizard.
See, I'm at where Big Steph has probably plateaued.
He's got to go.
Also, the hammer, we've no Sean O'Sullivan. I don't like the hammer at all.
And now even Mills gone. Nikarima and fucking Katoa.
Yeah, so don't get me wrong, I am holding this week, but I'm not playing. I'm just watching, just to see where they go. Because he has looked a lot better this year, the hammer. He's following forwards up the middle and stuff like that, but they've... Without Sean O'Sullivan, they're not.
But
really.
If he can form a combination with Jeremy Marsh King through the middle,
well, he did.
Marsh King still poking his nose through and
well, they did
running a lot
in that first game. If you remember, I think him and Marsh King combined two or three times, and one of them led to a try, if not two. One for Marshall King as well.
Yeah.
So I'm holding on to the hammer, but he's easy pickable this week. He's pickable fruit, and then. Alamotti, I feel, has done nothing. I feel he's chugged along at 40s. I think he's only attacking stat.
Yeah, that
two.
One good game.
Yeah, but
he's only going to try close to the line. He's got no stamina and speed over. He's got grunt. You know what I mean?
He's as slow as a wet week.
He is.
It's just...
We're not classy enough to be constantly in a 20 either to give him opportunity. Like, we, most of our tries this year, you find the Foxes. Outrun someone.
What was the Fox the smoking when he came out and said he's the best centre in the game or going to be the best centre in the game?
Well, you know what? He might be good defender. He might like leave Fox fuck all to do out there on the wing, you know,
think
when
about
it comes
Olam.
To defense. Olam's
not super fast either. You put a fast man outside him, but he's a
Olam,
wrecking
Olam
ball.
Moves a lot quicker than
don't get me wrong, he definitely does.
Alamotti, I think.
Definitely does.
Oh, heaps.
And
heaps.
I think he runs a lot harder than anyone in the game.
Yeah.
Alamotti will get better. He's only... He's
no, 100%.
Only,
he's only 19-year-old kid, man.
Yeah.
But you look at Joseph Suaalii, but he's just a freak of nature, that kid.
Then there's... What are the ones you reckon probably already should have been gone? Like your likes of your Duries.
Yeah, I've still got him. I'm glad he's not playing this week.
Yeah, but they're the ones that probably should have already been gone. Your Duries. Is there any backs?
Look, Cardi's probably ready to pluck and throw away.
Milk.
Yeah. Well, what's Perham doing? How are you going?
He's going okay, actually.
His break evens. He's probably still got another couple of weeks left in him.
I think
Warbrick has had that big game last week, too.
Yeah. 58 on the weekend.
Cam Pereira's flying.
Yeah,
well,
he's
still
got a
negative being in the
break
minus.
Even. And I don't even know if I'm going to sell him.
Well, not while Dave Fafita and him have got the Dragons this week.
I heard him talking on SEN this morning. Apparently, he's paying like near triple figures for being top try scorer of the season.
Still?
And, yeah.
Really?
Still, right?
No, that's
that
worth a
like,
tenner.
It sounds like value, doesn't
who's
it?
Who's he?
100%. Cam
Pereira. Because he could end up being one of the highest try scorers of the season.
That's worth a tenner for sure.
Get on today, guys. He's where are you going tomorrow?
He's just got that speed, bro.
Yeah, and he's got a guy called Dave Fafita attracting multiple people inside of him.
Yeah, that's it. So there was always space around him.
Yeah, well,
and if Foz can stay fit and feed that edge properly.
Well, Foz is gone this week. He's not playing.
Davey Sexton back in the mix.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Well, Captain Dave Peter, I withdraw my previous statement about that.
We know Toby doesn't like Davey.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind passing left. He didn't. Fucking doesn't like Davey. He'll be
cutting
well,
they
out.
Just what? Will they just put Sexton back over there on the right and old mate to the left, maybe?
Tanner Boyd.
Yeah.
That's a bit rough on Tanner if he's supposed to be the incumbent halfback.
Either way, he doesn't fill me with confidence.
Yeah,
not if
that's
he
it.
Not if he prefers to,
hey,
to
Davey,
play
run a decoy.
Not if he prefers to play with Defe.
How about we just play David at halfback so he gets the ball at first receiver and he can choose what he wants to do?
Fuck, could you imagine Davey running at the line? Like you need two or three guys on him. You're not sliding off him because if you do, he's straight through.
I don't want to say this because it was a fucking bad time for me club. We had T-Rex as halfback 1 or 2 weeks there. Did okay. Didn't do too bad, eh? You remember?
Sorry?
Remember when T-Rex played halfback for
us? Desi special, wasn't it?
Yeah, world's biggest halfback. He was huge, bro. So you
he
got
was
that...
ahead of his time over at Manly with Schuster now in the 5-8th role.
Oh, he was no half, don't you worry. Louis, you got that round thing? Yep.
Well, T-Rex is big as probably Nels.
So, week 5, another scintillating round. Kicked off with the Roosters sending the Eels to 1-1-4.
Suʻalii showed us why he is the best young prospect in both rugby codes after filling in for a concussed Teddy at fullback with aplomb. Rugby Australia needs him more than the NRL, but he'll come back a la dual code legends Brad Thorne and Sonny Bill Williams. After experiencing and seeing the world, gaining global reputation, playing in the Rugby Union World Cup and the Lions Tour in Australia. Okay, maybe not, especially after the fuck-off now sent from Gus. Broncos undefeated with a big win over the hapless Tigers, with Payne Haas showing the player that he can be. He just went crazy, didn't he? The round of two Golden Point thrillers with vastly different results. As Cole Porter would say, who could ask for anything more? Sea Eagles and Knights both locked on 32 points despite the efforts from both high-flying four-try hero Dom Knight. Halves DCE and Hastings led the way, but both couldn't get the job done in extra time. Then, Burton stuns the Cowboys with a 35-metre field goal 10 metres from the left sideline after his penalty attempt with 45 seconds left of the game hit the upright and sent the game into extra time. All the more impressive on the wet track. The Grub also made his surprise return as a Bulldogs amid huge cheering from the faithful. Go the 33-year-old vet. How do you guys think he went back in his return to the NRL?
I actually didn't see the game, but I'm one of those players that doesn't mind Joshy Reynolds, eh? I'm one of those people that's like, yeah, he's got a lot of spirit, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his tenacity and his enthusiasm. It's infectious. As much as the grubby he is, but yeah, no, it's good to see him back.
Yep.
He's back where he belongs.
Yes.
He's a Bulldog through and through, and he could bring a bit of that Bulldogs culture of old back to that club, which they really need.
Yeah. More there for the experience than the actual...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, he's earned that top 30 spot, man. I heard an interview with him, and he was talking about it, and, bro, he came down there just to be a part of the club and sort of snuck his way into a training trial and then all of a sudden got elevated into the top 30, and, like, he's worked hard for it. And I think that's what they want to have around the boys, is one of the old dogs that's still going hard, setting standards, driving standards for the club. And you see that when he comes on the field, man. He just tries so fucking hard.
Sometimes too hard.
Yeah, sometimes too hard. That's it, to his detriment.
Over chases like an excited puppy dog.
Moving on. So, yet amongst all these post-full-time thrillers, the game of the round was almost handed that way as a Nicho Hynes penalty fell short. The Warriors winning by 2 after finding themselves behind by 20 after the first 20 minutes. What a game. What a comeback, as we discussed before.
It's a cracking
game.
You must have been
great watching it.
Yeah, it was good. I've watched a few good games over the weekend, I feel. But that was definitely a standout.
Yep. We can skip over the South one, that's fine. Cam Munster, in brackets, who had a great game against the Rabbitohs, anointed Nicho as the best player right now, who could argue with the incumbent as Hynes, with the back line singing like a well-oiled machine with their slick hands and running. However, a rejuvenated SJ continues to turn back the clock and inspire a comeback to tell the grandkids about. What a great game. What a great round of footy.
Oh.
That is it.
Well, you really did skip the South one.
Oh, that's actually... No, I didn't actually. That's all that was said. Yeah.
You said we're going to do the South one. You started talking about Nicho and SJ.
I'm just reading off what was actually... Yeah, that was the actual write-up.
Oh, really?
I was just joking, but I didn't actually realise that it was actually skipped the South game.
Yeah, you probably just feel like you're bad now and you had to read it. He talked about Munster. There you go.
A little bit. In saying that, Souths are up for a big game the week before, like, with Johnny Satlafing. Like, it was a big week the week before.
If you want to win a competition, you got to be up for 4 big weeks.
Oh, you got to be up
at least 3.
You got to be up for longer. You got to be up for 5, 6. You have to be going in to finals strong. You know what I mean? You don't want to be limping your way into finals and hoping to restart your season from there. You'd rather be going in strong and let the ones that are restarting their season bow the fuck out.
I didn't watch the game. I didn't see the game. I was at a work. Well, was at a work function at the time. But from what I've heard, the Souths just weren't clicking. The lack of the amount of injuries in the forwards, apparently, from what all reports, it did have a big impact on the game.
Well, is
missing so many forwards.
You know what, Moali looked good. Doesn't translate to Supercoach, but he looks the goods, Moali. He's only a young fella. But yeah, that's going to be a drain when you're missing like Arrows, Tolas. Like, these are your dudes you're starting 13s. Like,
even Shaq Mitchell came out firing this season.
We lost a lot of KG, yeah. Shaq. Like, he was looking
he's
fit,
well,
ready. But, again, another one that got hurt, pulling up reserve graders, like, to get there. So, it is hard. But in saying that, decent. They've still got decent. But, like, Kalolo Matangi, I feel, is having his best year. Cam Murray's passing the ball up. He's still doing good shit. Like, if you might not be translating Supercoach where we want it to be, but in actual NRL, Cam Murray's playing good football. You know, he's not doing a bad job.
He's a fucking weapon.
He is, man. And then you got, I think Tom Burgess is probably, again, not. He's probably got less penalties and less errors in him these days as well. Like, he's got a little bit better. Not great, but he's still got a little bit better. Like, but yeah, he's lost a lot, man. Jai Arrow, I think, is a big loss too. Like, he's an 80-minute dude if you need it.
Yeah, and he's very physical. Like, he'll stand up to your Nelson Soffa Solomonis. Like,
he stands up against the best of the best.
Aggressive.
Like, straight up, yeah. I think Arrow's one of those blokes that, yeah, he just gets out of there, does his work. Older head, experienced head. He brings a lot to that side. Totola's back this week, which is good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely still missing Arrow.
Personally, I find, probably, again, seeing a bit of a South glaze over my eyes, but I think Totola would have to be one of the most underrated forwards, actually, in the game. If you see what he does and the offloads he gets away, not much praise really comes his way either.
Nah. He's always been overshadowed by someone a bit better, like in his side, like Cam Murray's better than him doing that shit, you know. Like, he's always, before that, there was just Sam Burgess's and shit as well. Like, he was just coming through then. But Georgie Burgess went on his little rip tear bus for a little bit. Like, there's been a couple. Totola's just chugged along doing his thing.
Plus Murray.
Freaks.
Yeah.
They're all enormous.
Man. Murray's a gun, man. You can't go past Murray. He's freak.
That's what I mean. He's taking a lot of limelight off what Totola does too.
Yeah, well, I think Kalolo Matangi's taking a bit of that off.
Kalolo Matangi.
What do I say?
Kalolo Matangi.
Kuna Matata.
Yeah, fuck, it depends on what, yeah.
Sorry, Keon. My bad. But yeah, I just... So that's finished. You get questions out?
Yeah.
Got any questions on there?
Any liveys, as they call
it? Any liveys? Just while you're looking at that, win the ring, contact Con on WhatsApp.
Marty.
whoever can pester him the most will probably win the fucking ring.
Marty Walker.
But if you are looking for a wing, supercoachchampion.com. Get one.
There you go. Marty Walker, should I use my third boost to trade Hammer, Wilton and Pizzet to Marju, Hosking and Schuster? Really like the first two, not sold on Schuster is his ability to find an injury.
Oh, he's fucking 9 in base and power, it bothers me. The other way, he literally got 9 after 80 minutes without attacking stats. So, against Penrith, I don't see him pulling off too many attacking stats. So that 9's a bit worrying. But other than that, I like the other two. I'm not as sold as you guys on Hoskins, but... Especially after footy. Footy's definitely got a foot in the door at Penrith. Like, he's been a member a long time.
He's got a footy in the door at Penrith.
He could have, but he's definitely got something.
Who's got the other stuff?
Nafe. It's on video of Tyro May. Allegedly.
And that's just how he got it. He doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, so that's I'd be definitely. Oh, look, if they're the ways you got to go to get these other guys, then Schuster is it. But I'm not sold on Schuster personally. I think he's looking like a bit of a.
So what are you doing at your 5'8" then?
Though? I've got Katoa at the moment,
you
and I've got Munster.
Recommend someone trade him in over Schuster, would you? Exactly. So who's your other option? That's obviously a cash generating trade.
Well, he's generated bringing Hoskins, and who was the other one? He's generating that.
Marju, Hosking, and Schuster.
He's generating to bring them two in. Both.
Who are both generators themselves?
Well, Hoskins not so much as. Well, Marju could get sacked at any time as well, but. I don't know. I just like the winger gets the ball a lot more often. In attacking situations, and he gets at least kicked the ball a couple of times a game where he has to run back and hopefully staggered defences and gets his tackle breaks. And don't get me wrong, Hoskins can still be there, but if Liam Martin comes back and doesn't go over to the left and Hoskins goes over to the left, is he still getting, A, as good a ball?
No.
Two, is he getting, like, Luai seems to be not as good this year at all. Like, people have worked him out a lot.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have kick out running off his hip.
Yeah, that's why I think Liam Martin over there would be the better. But I'm not the coach, and I don't know what the coach intends to do. Scott Sorensen's been good out there. If you really look at it like that, a big-bodied man does work well next to Luai, which would probably suit Hoskins more than Garner. But like you said, Footy said Garner's loved by the coach.
All right, so would you do it?
I would do it to get them two in, especially if you look at points in the next month and cash, if they both maintain spots, you could go anywhere with them if they both maintain starting spots.
So would you hold Pezzard over Schuster?
Yeah, I would. I'd hold Pezzard over Schuster and leave me Boost if I could.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's the way I'd go off that.
Marco Escalera said, with everyone trading Hopgood, am I crazy for thinking Katoa at the Storm is a better trade? Considering Hopgood's got the Tigers, Dogs, Broncos and Knights, whereas Katoa has Roosters, Manly, Warriors and then the bye. I suspect Katoa will be priced his average next week. Hopgood might become Hop Gold off the bench like Maddo last year. What do you reckon?
For me, nah. What was the first dude's name again?
Katoa.
Katoa. He's just getting back Hughes, who uses him properly. Like, Hughes hasn't been there for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? And Hughes is the one that would have been running plays with Katoa all off-season, and Katoa's his man. He's shown that otherwise Katoa wouldn't even have been inside up until when. And even still, he's still got a 90 without Hughes. I don't think Katoa's a sell. I think Katoa's near a keeper.
So you don't think Katoa's going to price his average next week?
I don't think I care. I think Katoa could be close to that guy that you've just go from start to finish with.
Fair enough.
Bar an injury.
Lakin Ledden, is Hopgood a sell with him going back to the bench?
I think so. Guys, you got reasons why?
Look, I'm selling him, but I'm selling him to Hoskins just to get that cash from Hoskins. If he does look like he's going to gain some extended minutes off the bench, then I might look at getting him back in. I've got enough trades where I'd be willing to do that. But, yeah, at this stage, I'd rather trade him out, bank that 100K cash from going down to Hoskins, which lets me get Marzu, and as well make that whatever cash Hoskins is going to make, and then
just
potentially go back to him if need be.
See, if he loses his spot, jump off. But if he loses his spot and he's still hovering around the bench, I wouldn't be trusting that he's not the one starting. And so then it becomes his spot to lose.
Well, you won't. When do they play? When's Parramatta's game? Does anyone have that on hand? I don't think it's the early game. So, Parramatta.
Parramatta's Monday against the Tigers.
Yeah, so there you go. You really can't have the gamble of waiting to see if the Maddo Hopgood thing happens where they just switch Maddo back to the bench
and
start. No, you
can't have the gamble. His break-even's only 45 or something. He's not going to lose cash.
No, he's not, but I'm talking, if you wanted to play him, some people play him like the first opening rounds, you wouldn't have not played him in them until he's been benched, you know what I mean? Like, he's playing every week just on his efforts. But now he's been benched as a worry. I just want to take his money and run because too many times in the past I've held on to just, I'm just going to watch this one more week.
Yeah.
And then next week I've got injury fucking dramas and shit.
Round 11, Juzzy still got Jordan Coe.
Still got him at 200, at 200,000 or whatever, some average shit when you should have got rid of him.
First 10 weeks is about cash generation for me, and that's all I'm concerned about. If they're not going to be generating the cash,
provided you're going somewhere better with his money, I think it's a great move.
Trying to step and stone my way to all the guns I want.
Like, for me, I don't. If I don't sell Hopgood, I'm not getting Nafe. So, fuck Hopgood. In comes Nafe.
It depends on how your team is at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, it comes down to it.
All right. I'm young and the Nafeless.
Duncan Biscuit says, how's it going? I want to sell the Hammer to generate some cash from Munster or Brown from Ezra Mann. So, would I go CNK or Russell? Both are around 370. Or are there any other cheapies that you think should be on his radar?
Russell, isn't he? Didn't he get a season-long injury, Russell? Sean Russell?
No.
That was last year, mate.
I thought he did
as soon as he came out again this year. He might, maybe, is he talking Pennicini, maybe?
I thought Russell got injured again.
Yeah, he did straight away.
No, Russell's playing in the centres this week over Wonga Blake, isn't he?
Yeah, I do remember seeing that now that it's been said. Yeah, no, Wonga Blake got dropped for sure.
Yeah.
I just thought he was going for the year. Look, I like him. I don't know.
Living in the past.
Huh?
I think you're living in the past.
Oh, I don't know, but... Maybe. I tell you what, I don't like him at centre more than the wing. I'd much rather him on the wing, I think.
100%.
He scored all his tries on the wing. But CNK's been solid by that head knock week. He's chugged along, what did he be, about 55 average or something. He's got a 70, a 40, then a knockout, and then 70. I think that's how it goes. Louis will let us know.
Yeah. 70 against Newcastle. 13 against Roosters.
Head knock.
Head knock, yep. 48 against Bulldogs. 74 against Sharks.
Oh, fuck. Hayes Dunster. How long's he in for? Who's he replacing?
You know what? I think you've got your cheapies, bro. I think you've got your chafies still, haven't you? Still running.
Simonson's out suspended. How long did he get?
Not long enough to
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Not long enough to worry about it.
Spewing.
You still
He's against the Tigers this week. Could go off like a frog in a sock.
Have you still got like your AKPs and stuff?
Yeah. I'm sweet. I'm talking about for old mate who was saying a cheapie around that area that we might. Because Sean Russell was definitely someone, and Hayes Dunster was someone who was floating around my team at the start of the year, but he didn't get a spot. So I'm just.
Bro, if you don't have. You probably do, but if you don't have Cam Pereira or Warbrick, jump on one of them for sure, because they'll get up there over the next couple.
If you don't have AKP, bring him in now, because he's about to make 150K.
But he is pretty highly owned already. Next question.
With Toby Rudolph out, does this make Hamlin Uele more viable, or what does that do?
Who's that? Who's that off?
What?
Who's that from?
That was from same Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Duncan. Look, I don't mind him in New LA, I think. But I think he's just exactly what he is. He's not going to be any better. I think the man who's going to make the most out of this opportunity will be Cam McGuinness, especially if Dale Finucane, did he get 3 or 4 weeks? He got
three,
weeks.
I think.
He got a few weeks, man. So I think, depending on the price of Cam McGuinness, who shouldn't be dear, I think he could be the one who benefits the most of the Sharks from these dudes going out.
He'd be the one I'd be looking at.
Just because he'll play 80 at lock, doing his own shit, getting the hooker every now and again. He just loves it. He's a fucking gun. Can't believe he's on the bench over there, but who do you bench for him? No one. Brayley, maybe.
No.
That's right, Sharks on the bye this week.
Yeah.
Oh, so technically he probably does have 4 weeks with him having the bye.
Yeah, well, the byes don't count, do they?
No, they couldn't. You get 2 points for a bye. No, bye can't count towards a suspension.
No.
No.
It's viewed. So, yeah, next one. Got another one?
That's it.
That's it. Got anything on the live?
Did have something. Shane Foote. Guys, thoughts? Hammer to Gutho by Taruva and Katoa to Cody Walker.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it. What's Cody? You said Cody Walker's run starting to get nice. And Gutho's got the Tigers. We did probably be a fucking captain option this week. To be real, like,
yeah, Moses. If you're one of the few people that have got Moses, same thing.
Like, you can always count on Mitchie to rip the Tigers a new one. $1.4 million ways.
Yeah.
Speak, you got anything else over there, or I'm just going to go touching on these Tigers for a minute?
Yeah, you do what you got to do, Burks.
Just touching on Tigers, yeah.
Righto, Tigers it is, okay. We were talking about it off air a bit. Their club's fucked. Their jerseys for Anzac Day were American soldiers, probably from, like, Call of Duty or fucking some sort of PlayStation cover. Like, no one gives a fuck there. No one cares about their jobs, obviously. Pasco cops a hammering every other day in the paper for one being on the phone in the change room. I don't think that's a wrong idea. You're better off him sitting on the phone in the change room than standing up fucking speaking in the change room. That's the coach's job. You don't need that from your CEO. He creepily does look a little bit like Hitler, though, as well. So I've seen some memes getting around, which are pretty cool, of old Pasco. But what do you make of the Tigers guys? Like, where do they go? How do they fix themselves? Like, we all got Tigers supporter mates. Like, is Sheen's the answer? Have they done the wrong thing there? Is there a drama with... We already know there's a drama with recruitment, and it's not recruitment, retention of
players.
Give
you about 3 years, and then just get Gus there. You'll be fine.
I think if you can, if I'm smart, like, I know it's too late, but if I'm smart, knowing that Bellyache sort of wants to retire, there's got to be a way to, like, persuade him to come. If not at a coaching capacity, just some sort of...
Bro, his life's in Melbourne. He's staying in Melbourne.
I think you'd find you'd be able to get him up for the right money.
So,
bro.
Storm have already said he's staying on in Melbourne.
He wants to go home to Queensland. He's going to work in Melbourne a couple of days a week.
So relocate the Tigers to
Belmont. To Queensland. He wants to go home.
He does.
Yeah.
Question is, I think Bellamy, if anything...
Otherwise, he'd be coaching the Storm, bro. They'd pay him more than the Tigers. They wouldn't let him go to another club.
I think if Bellamy ends up coaching again, there's a very high chance that it'll be he coaches the new franchise. Because... Western Brisbane, Ipswich, Toowoomba area has been touted as the one that's going to get the next franchise, if not Perth. If they don't move the Bears to Perth first, then Ipswich is what they're calling for. So, yeah, if he wants to go home to Queensland and that's the chance, could you imagine him and Cameron Smith being, you know, captain of a new franchise? Or, you know, coaches of a new franchise?
I could. It'd be... I'd like to see it. In saying that, like, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same tough sell it is already that they've got up at the Dolphins. They've got no depth.
One thing Bennett's calling for is he said, "We'll give the next franchise more lead time because you didn't quite give us enough lead time. It was hard to put it together."
Well, he didn't even get a marquee. His marquee first signing was Felice Kaufusi.
Done a job, bro.
If you look at Felice Kaufusi's form this year...
He's left his mark already.
What a fucking signing.
Sorry.
Like, he's done real well for that. Like, he's probably been their best forward to date, easily. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Do the Tigers need... I know they've already merged, but is a relocation to the West... The actual West, the option,
relocate the Tigers.
Is there junior footy there? Is there junior rugby league?
Yeah, bro.
In Perth?
Oh, yeah, there's juniors in Perth and there's juniors in Ipswich. The problem is AFL's moving out through Ipswich.
Yeah.
So time might be critical in that situation.
Right.
Yeah. I know over in Perth, they do have a big rugby union following over there as well. So that potentially there is players that you could grab from union, drag them
over.
Yeah,
there'll be a lot of players and fans that'll make the switch to supporting a Perth Rugby League team, I think you'll find.
Well, the Dogs years ago got one of their halves from Perth. Can't remember his name, Holt.
Obviously really good.
No, he was okay. Just can't remember him. You know how I get. Been baking all day. The half, we had a 5'8" that come from Perth. Yeah. After Sherwin and Astor and shit. Nah, I'll remember later. But yeah, Louis, just quickly, how do you think? What do you think the Tigers do, bro, to turn it around? Like you've been as South supporter, you've long time down the bottom there, and it didn't look good for ages. You've got kicked out, got brought back, took lots of money. To be brutally honest with you, and I think at the time, I think it was in the 2004-05. Like you started actually poaching good players too, like you took Roy Asatazi off the Dogs and there was a couple of others there that went.
Started building up.
Yeah, you were starting to get some good signings and it's evolved from there. Like, it's a long battle. Like, what was it, 10 years after you got to the grand final, won it? Nine years later in 2014. Trust me, I remember it. And
Don't worry. Always fresh in my memory as well.
Yeah, I was with my grandma. She's a South supporter, mate. She fucking carried on like a pork chop. Didn't know if we could be friends after that.
my dad burst into tears. My dad burst into tears. He was so happy because he remembers seeing the last grand final that South won.
Well, grandma was there. She was at last South grand final. Like, she sat there at Redfern or wherever the fuck it was they had it and went off. Like, she reckons it was great. And then she's too old to go to the last one, so we went to her house instead.
It was great. Yeah, Dad burst in tears. It was just, it's so long. And the club had been through so much. It just meant so much, especially for the older generation who saw, the last time South won the premiership. And we went through all of that stuff. Yeah, like my dad's march was one of the ones that were marching on the streets.
With Deb and shit.
Yeah. And when we won it, it just meant so much to him. Absolutely so much. And this is pretty. So many of Dad's friends, because of course Dad grew up on top of Redfern, and back in those days it was very territorial. You know, you wouldn't be want to be seen wearing another club's jersey.
Tigers jersey or something.
Yeah. Or Dawes or something. And also, a lot of his mates are also South fans, and it was the same thing. Just it meant so much to the club and to the fans.
Well, bro, it's not, doesn't that take nothing away from your Melbournes and your Roosters and shit who have been in there and around it for the last 15, 20 years? It is when that one team that just pops in out of nowhere, like South did that year. Like, South were in and around it for a couple of years, but it took them time to build to get to the grand final. And after that, they were burnt out, if you remember right. They were whinging about Madge flogging the guts out of them and shit. So,
yeah.
But they got their result, and it was a good year for South. So I just remember it, like, so many people coming out. You fucking never seen that many South stickers and jerseys and shit on cars. And, like, they come out the woodworks everywhere. But yeah.
And sorry, anyway, back to your question about Tigers.
Yeah.
I think they just need a complete clean out, to be honest.
Well, the whole thing, like, just board, the fucking team. The team for me just don't turn up as a team. They're not training right or something. They're not at NRL standard.
I think the whole club atmosphere, just something mustn't be right. There just must be something off. The players they sign, the way they sign players,
I'm going to say something recently, controversial, boys.
Go for it.
Fire Luke Brooks.
Hey, fuck it. Should have been years ago.
Everything changes. Just fire Luke Brooks. You guys double down on him. It's costing you an arm and a leg. It upsets the fans. It upsets the fans of the game because we have to watch games against your shit fucking Tigers.
Well, $1.1 million he's on here. That's how come Mitch Moses and shit could command $1.4 million because
this
the
shit
Tigers
1.1.
have him on 1.1, can't make the fucking semis. But you want me to take you to finals? And in last year's argument, he got him all the way to the grand final, and he only wants 300,000 more. Granted, yeah, it's a fucking lot of money, but
honestly, in my opinion, if Tigers were to release Luke Brooks, he would struggle to make another first grade side.
Yeah, we don't give
struggle
a fuck. Sorry,
struggle. Hands down, he's a reserve grade player. Sorry,
he's been carried for ages. Go to Super League. Go wherever the fuck you want, Luke. Good luck. Enjoy yourself. Like, all the best to you, buddy. But you ask what you want to do, fix the Tigers.
But see, this is their
fire
problem.
Luke Brooks.
We're hanging on to Luke Brooks, and shit. They've got no depth. There's no one.
There's not even anyone coming
Luke
behind
Brooks,
really fucking knocking on the door, scaring him out of his to actually fucking perform. There's nothing. But what halfback would want to go to the Tigers and learn under Luke Brooks?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if they threw a heap of money at a Cooper Cronk or something to go there and train a halfback.
I think they had a decent halfback
in
last year.
Yeah, but he don't work well with Bateman.
He was cheap too. They paid him fuck all. Doing a good job. He's a proper number 7.
Didn't play well with Bateman.
They played him at 13. They're fucking idiots.
Oh, because they got Luke Brooks there.
That's what I mean.
Next, Andrew Johns.
Fire Luke Brooks, bro.
It's coming. It's coming. He's going to produce it one of these years.
Yeah, that is 65.
He's got no time left.
That Eddie 65 average will turn up at the same time.
How many years now have we been hearing, this is going to be Luke Brooks' year. He's going to step up this year. It's going to be Luke Brooks' year. Okay. How long do you have to, does it have to be said until you realise that it's just not going to happen?
Well, it's only coming out of Tiger Town. It's not coming out of anywhere else. But yeah, I do feel bad for him about that, you know? Anyway, what do you do?
Fire Luke Brooks.
Got any on the liveies?
I did have something. Hold on. Shane Foote, again, he's been on fire tonight. Okay, guys. Broncos first loss. What round, guys? I reckon round 12 against the Panthers.
Shit, I don't know who they have. Let me have a look. Hopefully it's this week and Reece Walsh gets a 12.
Please don't say that.
Sorry.
You still make money.
Oh, I've got my captain on him. Please don't say
that. Sorry in advance. I don't know. I'll have to have a look at the draw a bit while I'm trying to get that up.
They have. Okay, I can tell you now. I'll just put it up then. They have. So,
I did hear it the other day, and it was like, fuck, they could win all of those.
They've got Canberra, Titans, Eels, Souths, Manly, Melbourne, Panthers, and then round 13 they have Warriors.
Eels and Souths could give them a run for their money. Mind you, Broncos and A-Ray will step up against Souths. But Eels have been looking pretty good. I mean, I know they're up and down. Mostly down. But they're one of those sides that's just filled with talent. They're only just getting back to full strength.
They're not getting whooped either. They're only getting beat by 4 points.
Yeah. They're always in it. That's what I mean. Like, Parramatta can win pretty much any game they play. They don't. Much to the fucking ire of Parramatta fans.
They're trying.
Yeah. Much to the delight of every other fan.
Which, in years gone by, to the credit of this Parramatta's team, They're hanging in there a lot better than para teams of the past. Some para teams, once they get a certain amount of points put on, they clock off.
Yeah.
Whereas this one seems to be.
Well, they're not letting that certain amount of points get put on them.
Well, they're hanging on in. You know, they're doing well for themselves defensively.
I just can't wait till they get an X Factor player.
Be Dane Laurie. And he'll play centres. I think. What are you looking at me like for?
Like Dane Laurie's an X-Factor
player.
You're going to
get Dane Laurie as an X-Factor player and play him at centre?
No, I think that's where they want a fullback to play centre. That's what they want. They
I
want
don't
another.
Think Dane Laurie's your man, and if you're going to do that, go for an Adam Dewey.
I don't think so either, but Well, Dewey's not on the nose over there at
the
moment.
He's going to sign big dollars. Fuck, he should be for the way he's been performing over the last couple of weeks.
He's got fucking turf toe, bro. You know how much it hurts when you kick your toe, Russ?
I broke a toenail once, too.
Yeah.
I think I still went to work the next day. I'm not sure. Don't lock me on that.
Still limping. Still limping. A long time ago, yeah.
That's it from me.
All right, that's it from Louie. You got any? Got any?
No.
Nah, feel we've covered all bases.
Yeah.
Covered all bases.
Good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Peace.
See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.